The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is supporting state legislation to name a section of U.S. Highway 101 in North Arcata after Patty Berg, who spearheaded many community service efforts and was a state assembly member from 2003 to 2009. Naming the section of 101 from 12th Street to Giuntoli Lane in Arcata as the Assemblymember Patty Berg Memorial Highway got enthusiastic support at the July 1st supervisors meeting. The state bill calling for the naming, ACR 96, is sponsored by Assemblymember Chris Rogers and co-authored by Senator Mike McGuire. The board letter backing the bill describes Berg as being, quote, known for her diligence, organization, attention to detail, and generosity. Supervisors praised Berg's work and legacy, including Supervisor Natalie Arroyo.
I wanted to highlight the fact that we're sending a letter of support about designation of a Patty Berg Memorial Highway. I'm pleased that we're able to do that today. What a life and role of leadership she had in our community. So excited to be able to do that today.
Berg died last November at the age of 82. The letter summarizes her achievements in founding or being instrumental to several local community efforts. It says, quote, Patty's vision and enduring legacy can be seen locally in the Area 1 Agency on Aging, the Redwood Coast Jazz Festival, the Cal Poly Humboldt Social Work Department, and numerous nonprofit organizations. Berg was a, quote, tireless advocate for the needs of older adults, the letter continues, chairing the Assembly Committee on Aging and Long-Term Care and being, quote, an early champion for developing the state's master plan on aging. The letter also notes Berg's being honored twice as Woman of the Year by state legislators, describing her as, quote, a force advocating for women's equality. Supervisor Mike Wilson, who sponsored the letter, talked about Berg's accomplishments and personality.
She was a spark, for sure. Whether you were on her side of the issue or the other side, she was an engaged citizen and legislator, and even beyond that, she has a legacy for women's rights and for the infrastructure around our elder services. And so I'm just very appreciative of that. And she's just always fun to hang out with, too. Just a really hilarious person.
Berg was also the recipient of Legislator of the Year awards, which the letter describes as, quote, a testament to her passionate work on behalf of her constituents. The bill also notes those achievements, as well as Berg's sponsorship of Death with Dignity legislation, which didn't pass but, quote, served as the foundation for future Death with Dignity legislation that did pass in 2015. An annual presentation from Area 1 Agency on Aging was on the meeting's agenda, and Maggie Kraft, the agency's executive director, began it by describing Berg as, quote, my mentor and predecessor, and she described Berg as someone who never stopped rallying for progress.
I will say that no one since Patty has been able to do the things that Patty accomplished. She always said she only slept 4 hours a night, and so I was always saying, well, see, that's why we can't do as much. She was a force, for sure, and I have a little story I just want to share with you because she was very diverse in her everything, and I remember going to visit her where she was living at the end of her life, and I brought her a chocolate milkshake because I knew that's what she liked, and I brought her a chocolate milkshake. We sat, we drank our milkshakes, we looked at my pictures from Italy, and we had a great conversation. Then she stops, she looks at me, she goes, do you have Annie's phone number? I go, yes, I do. She goes, okay. So she got on the phone, called up this woman and said, and started right in on an idea to raise $1 million for Life Plan Humboldt. You know, she was just always working, even on a Sunday afternoon with a milkshake in her hand.
The bill directs the state's Department of Transportation to determine the cost of making and erecting signs designating the naming, with non-state sources covering it. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.